You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio. And I hope you appreciated our Malcolm X clips earlier in the show from his 1964 speech, The Bullet or the Ballot, as well as the rest of our music this evening with our theme of colors. We began that previous set with a kind of mashup of Brian Eno's Deep Blue Day from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks, and that crazy genius Captain Beefheart, his a cappella piece, Orange Claw Hammer. And then we finish things up with the Rolling Stones and She's a Rainbow. Chase Carson, unfortunately, won't be able to make it in this evening for the time tunnel. He sends his love and expects to be back again next week. But we've got Sam coming up to fill in, and Sam's got a guest as well. So this should be a great 2 hours of music for you. So stay tuned here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And oh yes, I did want to mention closing out our things this evening. This is Charles Mingus and our jazz prelude to Not the Time Tunnel. Yes, Charles Mingus and Bluebird from the Complete American Sessions in Paris.
Down by the river, I was drawn by your grace into depths of oblivion and to the lover's place. I was stuck in a puddle full of tears and unwise. Stuck doing snow, know that we fade unlike. And you know, hey, when we walk down the long, I feel like we can throw away the forces of a past. And I know, too, it's been the hardest days for you. Let's throw them out the window, that's what those lovers do.
Down by the River by Milky Chance, mm-hmm. And you are listening to the, what is this
walk
one called?
The walk sign is on.
What?
The walk sign is on.
Oh, the walk sign is on. Yes, that we can indeed hear it. I am DJ Slips.
I don't
and,
have a name
and
yet.
And we have a guest here right now by the name of Patrick Song, who, despite appearing on a number of shows and subs so far, has yet to come up with a DJ
yeah.
name. So, if you have an idea for Patrick Song's DJ name, why don't you call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
I used to do what Childish Gambino did.
And just use a random name generator?
Name generator.
Yeah. I don't think we can play any Childish Gambino right now because it's explicit.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Although we'll have to look. I feel like I saw somewhere that after 10 p.m. or something like that, you can actually play explicit music. I know. And it is 10:12, about to be 10:13 in 2:1. 10:13, you are listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to get another song for you right about now, and then we will maybe play some more music and do some more talking.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the air from now until midnight.
Midnight.
I.e. tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So let's get a song going right now. Listening to Ooh Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps. And why we play this right now is because, Patrick, what are we doing after this radio show?
Well, we are going to late night Carm.
Ooh, a late night Carmichael dining.
Yes.
And why do you think we played this song?
DJ Slips here has been collecting songs we have heard in Carmichael Dining Hall.
Yeah, and actually the next three songs, including this one, I guess next two songs after this, while we talk about Carm, are going to be, have been played in Carm.
Yes.
So we'll mention them when they come up. As we said, this is Ooh Ooh Child. Patrick, we were talking about Carm earlier.
Yes,
What did you decide? What's the verdict on Carm? What do you think?
Well, Carm is my preferred destination.
Okay, so for those listening who do not attend Tufts University, there are two dining halls, Duick.
Yes.
And Carm.
An uphill or a downhill.
Yeah, and Carm is uphill, Duick is downhill. And yes. So people have strong preferences.
Yes.
Both Patrick and I believe that Carm is better.
Yes, it is better.
And you want to give your reasons?
Well, primarily, Carm is a very... It's a very smaller, very more chill environment, I feel, as compared to Duick.
Definitely.
Duick just feels like some food court cafeteria.
Yeah, it's very big.
It's just, I don't know, like... You go to Carm and, like, I see the same people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know them.
I actually see one guy all the time.
Yeah, like, I see, like, the same people, like, and, you know, just, like, it's very calm, like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean.
Except around, like, 6 o'clock on Tuesdays when it's stir-fry night.
Okay, well, stir-fry night, and we have stir-fry night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stir-fry, I think that's the best meal you can get in a dining hall at any time during the week.
Yeah, stir-fry night is the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you can't do that with, like, the huge.
No, you can't do that because there are too many people.
Yeah,
people. It's huge.
Too much.
Yeah. And, what are you saying? But we were saying how I guess there's a bit of some Stockholm syndrome going on.
Well, okay. So, you know, you have your downhill friends and they're like, oh, what is this garbage? You know, like, they're liking all these posts about, like, how terrible Carm is and, like, how much better do it get. This was played at Carm. Anyway.
This was played. You'd be surprised at what's get played.
They have some funky mixes.
I know.
And anyway, they're like, oh, what is this? Like, you're gonna bring me to Carm? Like, I mean, Carm is great.
Carm is fantastic.
Like, sure, the food isn't the best sometimes.
Okay, but also sometimes Duick is awful.
Yes. Like, oh, go to go try to go to Duick at like 11:30 on a Sunday.
Oh.
The pickings are slim. Exactly. And that's being kind here.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God, they have nothing.
Okay, but you know, okay, we're going to preface this. We are aware that Tufts Dining is fantastic compared to other institutions.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
We're just dealing with a Carm versus Duick debate, an internal Tufts debate.
Yes.
And I think we can agree that Carm is better because who has Stir Fry Night?
Who has Stir Fry Night?
Exactly.
And, like, you don't, I mean, there's too many people. Like, I don't want to get my food and have to, like, walk through all these tables to try to find a table. Like, at least at Carm, you walk in, you can scope out everything.
You see everything.
You stand where, like, the sauces are, and then you just kind of scope. And then you find one, and then you sit down.
Yeah,
and like, I feel way more comfortable sitting at the end of a table with people on it in Carm than I do in Duick.
I know. What Duick does have that Carm does not is circular tables.
Yes.
Which are nice sometimes.
They are nice sometimes.
And then also, okay, so this is what I'll say about Carm. Today I wanted an everything bagel to eat with my egg and potato.
Yes.
They didn't have any, so I went. And I asked for some everything, for an everything bagel or a plain bagel. I would have been okay with both. I just didn't want cinnamon raisin at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, because I, you know, it doesn't really go with eggs so much.
I don't,
And they were so nice. So nice.
Yeah.
It was like, I actually went to the person I was sitting with, and I was like, that was the nicest anybody's been to me, and they were way too nice to me. I did not deserve to be treated that well.
Yeah, Carm's just so nice. The people, it's just so homey, I feel like.
The lighting is weird.
Yes, I mean, it has its flaws. I'm not going
to
say it's amazing.
It's pretty good, though.
No, like, it's just better than Duick, you know? Mm-hmm. Greater than Duick.
Carm greater than Duick.
Yes, Carm greater than Duick. That's just the verdict.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what was the one more thing I was going to say? Carm's generally warmer, I feel like, which can be a plus and a minus.
Yeah, I guess it is. It is. I don't know about that so much, but I do. Maybe it's the environment that makes it feel like
exactly
closer.
And then here's the thing, cereal at Duick. Okay, the containers do not stay open.
They don't. Oh, stale cereal.
No. They're always closed. So, for example, at Carm, when you open up the cereal box, it stays open. So you can get one scoop, two scoops, three scoops, however many scoops you want. At Duick, you have to do a real balancing act. You have to have the bowl in one hand. You have to keep the thing open with the bowl. And you got to, sometimes the chain is not long enough. It's very difficult.
I don't have the problem because they don't serve Rice Krispies here at this university.
Why are Rice Krispies your favorite? Just are?
It's just so good. Like, I mean, you just eat Rice Krispies. It's just how it goes, you know?
Right,
and they just don't have it.
And what's your issue with Cocoa Krispies?
I don't have issues with anything. I just want my favorite cereal, and I want it now.
Just call JG Wentworth, 877 cash now. All right. Well, that's the end of the song, so we're gonna get back to the music with "Red Lights" by Tiësto.
Make
Gnarls Barkley Crazy. Yeah. Very famous song.
Yeah, great song.
But
great
a very, song. Very good song, I will say. Now, DJ Patrick Song, that's what we're going to call you for right now. Well, actually, we're going to actually ask our listeners out there to help us with a name again.
Yes, yes, please.
Because this coming Sunday, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we are trying to start a new tradition.
Yes, we're trying to start something.
We're trying to change the game. We're trying to change the college Thanksgiving game.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
Well, we've decided that we're going to try to, every Sunday before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm. new annual tradition,
we're going to try to get our friends and we're just going to try to go get some Chinese food, you know?
Yeah, I like
it.
Who
doesn't like Chinese food, you know?
I mean, we've discussed this. Is there ever a time when Chinese food isn't appealing?
Okay, I don't think there's a time where, like, there's days I'm like, no, I don't want pizza. Like, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah, easily.
I don't want Italian. No, I don't, yeah. I don't want Mexican. Yeah. But there's never a time where you're like, hey, you want Chinese? It's always like a, oh yeah, maybe. It's never yeah. like a...
I would say that at its worst. It's usually like, oh, actually, my plans have changed.
Yeah.
That's all I desire
now. It's never a no. It's mm-hmm. always like a, oh, okay, that, yeah.
It's always like a, I hadn't thought of that.
And then when you have Chinese
Ooh.
On your mind,
oh, no,
it does not escape your mind.
No, that is... That
it can last
There's
for
no such thing as motivation
weeks.
Like Chinese food
It can
motivation.
Last for weeks.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
But we digress. We're trying to have Chinese food.
Yes.
Every Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. No, not every Sunday. Not every Sunday before Thanksgiving. Every year, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Not like the every single Sunday before Thanksgiving.
That's what every single Sunday before Thanksgiving. That's what it means. You'd say like, okay, like each Friday before Christmas.
Each Friday before
Christmas? I don't know, something like that. You'd say, okay, the Friday before Christmas.
Is that it? Oh. Whoops.
I don't know. Well,
I'm an engineer.
English. Who needs English?
Yeah, who needs that?
All right. Well, anyway, but if you have a name for such an event, we would love to hear it. We'd also love to hear any names for Patrick's DJ name right now.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, he's gonna keep on being on the air, and we can't keep calling him
who
Patrick.
That's a boring name.
Exactly. Or DJ Patrick.
Yeah, ugh. Yeah, he's boring.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, 855-915-WMFO. Yes. 855-915-9636. You can call, recommend some names to us.
Yeah, give us a good name for that one.
It is 10:37 right now, and we're going to hear a quick PSA.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Yes, please donate. Donations.
Please do.
Donations from all of you listeners out there are the reason that us college students and people in the Medford community are able to come out here from 10 to 12 mm-hmm. on a Friday night
yes.
and have some fun. They're the reason that keeps us going.
Yeah, so, yeah, really does.
You know, when life gets you down, radio, that'll do it. Yeah,
radio.
No, but in all seriousness, any donations would be helpful. Again, just before April, it would be amazing. Trying to reach a goal of $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So donate now, please. And if you know, hey, if you have a cash annuity and you need cash now, call JG Wentworth.
I swear we're not sponsored.
Now. We're not sponsored. We
are not sellouts.
I've listened to it as a real song, not as a commercial, but as an actual song. I enjoy it. I think it's a good song. It's so catchy.
I also use it quite a bit in my daily conversation.
In your daily life. That and Kiss Me Through the Phone, 876-999-8212. Yeah. Yeah. You know that's his real number, by the
way. Yeah, it
exactly.
is.
He gave away his real number in a song. Classic Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Patrick, do you want to introduce our next song?
Yes. Well, very, very, very famous song.
Mm-hmm.
What I most well remember it from is actually from The Blind Side. If any of you have seen that.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
855-915-9636.
Yeah, so what I remember is from the car accident scene, right before they get into the car accident, they were listening to this song, Bust a Move.
Bust it. Here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish she could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove, so come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Just bust the move. And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. They can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust a move. For me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, G, bust the move.
That is an unbelievably good song.
Oh, so good. So like, good. We were jamming.
We were jamming in the studio.
Oh,
also, we just want to say, in light of the lyrics of that song, if you want it, you got it. If you want a song, you got it. We can play it.
Yes.
Just give us a call. We've said it a bunch of times, but it's 855-915-9636. We also want to say, if you can't remember that, because it's a very complicated number, as it is, No, a 10-digit number. You know, mm-hmm. How many people can remember a 10-digit number?
I can't.
Exactly. You can just go to WMFO.org and click on the button, or you can get the app and call the current DJ, and they'll call us.
Yes, please.
And we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to put you on the air, and we'd love to play whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, here's another song. Modern with it now with it. Donnie and the Trumpet, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, Sunday Candy.
She can say in her voice, in her way, does she love me? With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. You gotta move it slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher. Dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You better come on in this
house. Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
You gotta move it slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy.
waiting for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold.
That was You Can't Hurry Love by The Supremes. And before that, we heard Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiments' Sunday Candy, The Beach Boys' Surfin' USA, and then Supremes' Can't Hurry Love. And right now, we are listening to Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle behind our talking right now.
Yes.
And actually, Patrick, I have in front of me right now a questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
And it is the college student DJ's radio host, I'm just throwing words in there, guide to speaking over music a couple days before Thanksgiving. And okay. It's got a couple questions on here.